maintained this.
Rav, okay, we have another part of this morning lesson. We'll continue with this later. Actually, it's good, a good thing they did. The next part is having questions from people here who can ask questions. So we want to hear you and answer them. So go ahead.
The virtual group in North America is asking, why do I always have demands to the friends in the tent?
Again?
Why do I always have so many demands of the friends in the tent?
Because you're an egoist. It's natural. But again, you have to work on it. If you're not working on it, it will take you 20 years or more. So if you have your demands to your friends in the group, it's good. First of all, it's your will to receive. It's working. So that's why it's good. It's alive, what we call alive. So first of all, you look at a person, you see he's alive. Okay, now how can you heal him? Now here, the problem becomes that I really have to try to work with my group as much as I can above reason. And you'll have more and more demands to the group, but in a sense and this sense. If I'm in this constant demand, I'm dead, spiritually wise. And if I don't have any demands at all, I'm corporeal. I'm dead in corporeality. That's clear. There is my will to receive is not working. If my will to receive is working, I'm constantly demanding things from others. Some people can come and criticize everyone, all the whole world, all the time. If I start working in the right way in the group, then I already start going to the sense and dissense. Either I criticize them in the dissent, or I elevate them to some excellence in the ascent. And so every time I can shout at them, and I can cry out of the inspiration I get from them. So you have to work on that. There's nothing, but it's good. If you have these thoughts about the group, and these cruel, vicious thoughts about the group, you have to work with it and measure yourself. But the main thing is not to be indifferent. Many people are, it's as if, they're all right. But actually, they're indifferent. And that's the worst possible state. It takes until a person comes out of it, because he doesn't hear that the group is the place where he discovers the spiritual world, the Creator, he discovers the purpose of his life there. He can't hear it. And then there's a verse, Ad Ptachlo, that you shall open it for him, meaning you have to awaken him more and more and more. Yes?
A question from another friend. During the workshop, we feel that one of the friends closed up. How can we help him open up, open his heart? How do I get rid of the fear of opening my heart?
We should set an example for each other and not to be afraid or not to be embarrassed, because these things are above our corporeality. We have to show our friends that we are above this corporeality, this beastly behavior, above the egoistic social rules that usually apply. I don't care about it. I'm going to reveal the soul. I'm going to reveal the Creator. So I don't care about all the rules or the way people behave, all the adequate the way people behave in this world. If they stand in the way of spiritual attainment, I don't give any importance to them at all. A friend from a friend from Sochi. How should the group behave? How to relate to friends who are long time, they are in on the path for a long time, but they can't find the force to be in the physical lesson. Meaning they continue virtually only. they can only connect virtually, but no longer to the local group. So what should these friends do? Well, at least have it this way. I can't go into each and every group and solve them, but at least have it this way. If they're at least connected to a different group, I would nonetheless invite them to the special events we're having, so maybe through that they can reconnect to the physical group. But again, you should also give these things some... Let it grow. Let them improve. They need time. And also, the one who's asking, I'm not certain that he himself understands what atmosphere should be in the group in order to bring them back. If we see a friend who's weak and he leaves altogether, then we have to take actions to strengthen him. But if he found a different place, so let each one find his place. But the main thing is that he is content. Content meaning about his spiritual advancement. I don't care if a person is going to some place, he's part of Nebaoch in a different group. No. If that's where he feels that he has some more connection, he can relate to that place better, so go ahead. Some of our guys over here are in our lesson every day, but today they actually drove to Rishon LeZion or to Tel Aviv, to other groups. That's okay. Next.
Question from East Russia. Two friends passed away in our group in January and February. Question, is this because of the group's lack of work?
There is no connection between what we do in the group and such cases. Rather, we don't control that. We don't control. There's an order of emergence of souls. As much as each and every soul has to exist in this, each and every state and go through to another state. When we are in a group, there is a change. There is mutual effect on each other. However, it's regarding their spiritual advancement. Talking about corporeality or the corporeal forms we're going through, there's barely any change. Therefore, connecting life and death, the birth and all, and also disease with the inner state of a group, I wouldn't recommend you do that. I wouldn't recommend. Even though you can pray, and to strengthen the group in order to affect it. However, it's clear that it goes through the Creator, and it will happen according to His plan. But you should do it. Yes.
Question from the Rostov virtual group. How are the sefirot of an individual, the 10, and the world kli different?
There are no sefirot in an individual. Our minimal sefirot will be in a 10 when we're part of it. And when we advance, we feel, we reveal within these primary 10 sefirot, secondary sefirot and so on. That's all. That's why if we're talking about the world group or the entire humanity or my small ten, it's the same ten. Just as Bala Sulam writes that all that is created is one soul. And it's in each and every one. It's in the article 600,000 souls. I believe we read it yesterday.
Question from Kiev. If I'm dependent on the environment, what should I do in order to feel that I'm dependent on the environment?
Oh.
It takes time until a person becomes despaired of all his personal efforts, and then he finds out that nothing will help him besides the environment. And it's a problem. He should first be despaired of his own forces. And then, well, what can he do? If I don't control anything about my fate, then he decides, agrees, that he was really given an environment by which he can advance. Both about men and women, it's the same rule. One must feel himself connected, adhered, attached to the environment, and meaning if he thinks about spirituality only in the environment, if you're talking about corporeality, it's in your own body. That's the difference between corporeality and spirituality. In spirituality, there is no less than 10. In corporeality, it's you exist on your own accord. Yes. A question from New York. What does it mean to hide or to conceal the Creator? Concealing the Creator means that I don't want to reveal the Creator within my vessels of reception. I want to resemble Him in my vessels of bestowal. That's why I'm not aiming myself at Him. I'm aiming myself in the connection with Him. That's I want to resemble Him. That's what I want from Him. It's like having a guide or a coach, a trainer in sports. So I want to get trained or guided by Him. I want to be like Him. I want Him to be content with me. But it's not that I want to reveal Him.
Yes.
A question from North America, a student who just finished the campus. Suppose the Creator is in complete concealment, and at the same time I hear that we have no free choice. So shouldn't it be the opposite, that actually when I conceal the Creator, I get freedom of choice?
It's true. To the extent that I know how to hide the Creator, I am free. Yes.
One more question from North America. What can we realize in the 10 before we die? How can we scrutinize our place in the 10?
Before we die, we have to enter the spiritual world. Because this transition, first of all, this transition happens really between two worlds. So that's the main thing I should aspire for. To support my group, to bring contentment to the Creator, I want to shift from my current state to the spiritual one.
The same friend is asking, I want to give everything to my group, but what should I give them?
What we started to read now, the principles in the 10. I have to give them all the required support so that they will be favored by the Creator. Like a mother pushes her child forward so that he'll be accepted in a good way. So likewise, I push my group ahead of me. It's like my baby. So the Creator will take it, this baby, and love it.
The same friend continues, what does it mean to work in the group when I don't want any reward for myself?
Again?
What does it mean to work in a group while not wanting any reward for myself. How can you do that?
You cannot work without reward. There has to be a reward. Either I act instinctively and don't need any compensation, or I'm insane if I don't ask about it. A normal person, will to receive, always asks why, what for, how much do I need to waste on it, to spend for it, and what will I get in return? So the question is, what reward do I want? In the desire to receive, or reward in the intention to bestow? But the reward has to be, and we should always weigh, and not just be like kind of blurred, vague. That's unrealistic.
A question from Croatia group. How can I restrict myself practically?
Restricting myself practically means arranging the daily schedule so that what's most important for me is to be in lessons together with the group during the day, to connect with them once in a while according to what I determine. You open up some source, even either by audio or by reading something. And this is called restricting myself. Meaning as much, we don't restrict our will, our egoistic will to receive. It'll actually grow. We want to restrict our time that goes by uselessly. Yes?
A question from the virtual group, MAC 2017. Our group has divided into two groups in the daily connection at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. We couldn't find the right time. Is this the right approach?
Again?
We connect virtually. We divide it into two groups. One connects at 9 p.m., the other at 10 p.m., because we couldn't find a time where everyone can connect every day. Is this the right kind of connection?
I don't know if it's the right connection or not. Those who can do it in the morning, those who can do it in the evening, those who can do it in both, fine. Why not? But everyone needs to have a chance.
A question from Brazil. When I come to recognize that it all comes from the Creator, what do I do with it?
If you recognize that everything comes from the Creator, I have no recommendations for you anymore. You live accordingly. Just try to constantly have this recognition. Yes?
One more question from the Brazilian Lee. What will happen when we reach adhesion with the Creator? Will the entire humanity change? What will happen to this corporeal world?
When we... What did he say? I want to use the same words.
What will happen when we will reach adhesion with the Creator? Will the entire humanity change? What will happen to the corporeal world?
If I achieve adhesion with the Creator, then my whole world becomes the Creator. And so it's Gmar Tikkun already, the end of correction. Our world disappears. It only exists in our corrupted kilim. There is no this world, the way I see it. And what happens here is only here. I'm in Dvikut with him, in adhesion with him. It's the end of correction.
Four more questions left. One more for Brazil. Is there a limit to this law? There's none else besides him?
No. Because there's none else besides him, it's an absolute. It covers everything. Yes?
A question from the U.S. How does the change take place from the mechanical thought about there's none else besides him to the feeling of there's none else besides him? Does this this mechanical approach resembles a religious approach for me.
We have no connection to religion, and I don't want to compare us with religion. I don't want to stir up pointless criticism on us, because it doesn't do any good. Kabbalists have always been kind of aside, outcasts. Until the ruin of the Second Temple, we lived all the life of Kabbalists, one way or the other. But since the ruin of the Temple, only very few in every generation understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah is and engage in it. Others don't. So we don't touch religion or religions at all. We don't touch it. It's a different dimension altogether. Now, what are you asking?
How does this transformation from mechanically thinking about there's no one besides him to feeling it?
Very slowly. I have nothing more to say. If a person exerts where he can, in his intellect, to bring himself back to there's none else besides him, and see it in every place, to try, then it is gradually revealed to him that there really is none else besides him. Intermittently, you know, occasionally, and then gradually more and more.
One more question from the U.S. What's my role in the movie we're in? What can I do when I understand that all there is this movie projected before my eyes?
My job is to cling to the one who's playing the movie, who's projecting it. So dvikut, adhesion, is the final result that should emerge.
One more question from North America. Why do we always see and work with the same faces rather than new ones? Why is this the picture we're getting? Faces of people.
Oh, people's faces. So what does he want? Different faces? I don't look at the faces at all. I don't know names. It's hard for me to tell where people come from. I don't relate to all these phenomena. I don't care what people look like on the outside. I don't. This is not my type of connection with them. What's important to me is their internality. That's a part of my soul. And the externality? Not at all. Yes? That's it?
That's it.
Good. Now? No, wait a minute. Oh, all right. Well, everyone supports? What?
Hello, Rav. We are from the German Klee.
First, I want to thank you, my private 10, because we have friends here from UK, from Romania, from Mexico. America, Japan, and Cameroon. And what we felt is this intermingling. So, how can we keep this feeling? Because I think every friend in attend felt it, how strong it is, how much benefit we get from it. What do the friends have to invest that we come to this point?
Just keep going. Now we're taking a break. Maintain the spirit and keep it more and more. Hitkalelut, warmth, show good examples to each other. Inspire and be inspired. Afterwards we'll have a meal and then we'll have a break and again we'll return. We'll use this time to be closer to each other. But the main thing is inspire one another. Inspire the friends. That's what we need to do. Someone else wanted to? Yes.
Hello, Hav. If we keep the no one besides him all time,
נשמור על אדון מלבדו כל הזמן.
How you find time to keep ask for the friends?
איך יש זמן להמשיך לבקש בשביל החברים?
בשבילי זה אותו דבר.
To me it's the same. The friends, you think that they are friends and that they exist. It's the Creator presenting all kinds of forms to you. Creator is presenting all kinds of forms to you, whereby connecting to them, you will connect to Him. Okay? Good. And songs?
The daily task. According to Rav's advice and our friends from Germany, each of the friends makes sure that he's actually sharing, absorbing himself in the examples and the efforts the friends are making towards the goal. And until noon, all we talk about is this. The preparation to the noon lesson, we share it. Again, each of the friends makes sure that he practically shares and absorbs the impression, inspiration, and the efforts friends are doing towards the goal. Until noon, all we talk about is this. In the preparation to the noon lesson, we're going to share it with each other.